Welcome to the Wolves Burner Podcast. Today we'll be talking about possible president of basketball operations or GM candidates for the Minnesota Timberwolves position. Really, it decides how Glenn Taylor wants to go. Does he want to hire a GM and president of basketball operations separately? Is a president of basketball operations going to be the GM? Also, does a president of basketball operations want to bring in his own GM and coach? Really, this is where it starts for the Timberwolves. A good hire in this area is going to make it possible for the Timberwolves to contend. We have one star player. We have a transitional player that could really be great in the NBA if we find the right pieces around him. So finding the right president of basketball operations that could build around Karl-Anthony Towns is going to be essential to the Wolves becoming a contender here in the next 3-4 years, because quite frankly, you see all the second contracts, these star players, and they only last about 2 or 3 years before they want out of a city that isn't providing them the support that they need to win. So the Wolves are really on the clock here, and it's probably the most important hiring decision that they have made in their franchise history. So I put up 4 names on our Twitter account and had everyone vote on them, and I will go through the pros and cons of each of them. I also threw in a wild card who I really think should be considered for the job, and I'll tell you why towards at the end. So what is Glenn Taylor going to do? President of basketball operations, or are they going to hire a separate GM? Is the president of basketball operations going to be the GM? Are they going to pick the new coach? Or are they going to, you know, hire their own people? Are they going to keep Saunders? All that's going to start with this position. I hope Glenn Taylor has learned his lesson and does not hire a president of basketball operations who is also the coach. I do think he's smart enough not to do that right now. Both Glenn Taylor, anything is possible. So we'll start off with the first candidate that received the 4th amount of votes. However, one I really like, and that's Milt Newton. Milt has some things going for him. Look at his tenure with the Milwaukee Bucks after he left Minnesota. Look what they have done. A small market team, made good trades, good signings, and has surrounded the Greek Freak with the pieces he needs to win. Now, is this going to end up into a playoff victory? Is it going to end up to a trip to the NBA Finals? I think it will, because the team that they put together, they have their pieces signed long term. People want to play there, as evidenced by Anthony Davis putting them on the team of four that he wanted to go to. Milwaukee's not a free agent destination, but if you build the right culture and have the right superstar, you can really turn around a program in a flash, and that's what I hope this new president of basketball operations will do in Minnesota, because we have that player on the roster already. Now, Milt Newton was one that Flip Saunders trusted. He hired him as a GM and was grooming him for the position. Flip knows what he's doing. I mean, let's just look at that. If he lived longer, it would be very interesting to see the direction of this team right now. We know it wouldn't have taken the direction it has now. Thibs just completely destroyed the team. However, he had the trust of Flip Saunders. He worked for Flip Saunders a long time, and I really believe if he would have had a chance in Minnesota, would have been very good. You look at the situation the 1 year he was GM here. We had a young, developing roster with good pieces. Flip just passed away before the beginning of the season. You had an interim head coach, and really there was a state of flux because Glenn Taylor did not commit to any of these guys. He made no trades as the GM in Minnesota, but if you look at the young team they had, why would have they? It was a developmental year, and Tom Thibodeau did the exact same thing his first year here, was looking at how the pieces fit and how do you go forward. Milt didn't rock the boat. He didn't do anything to hurt the franchise, and he kept the young guys on the team. He goes to Milwaukee, and look at the success Milwaukee's had since he's been there. He's an instrumental part of their team going forward. The downside to Milt Newton is he really hasn't had an opportunity to run the show himself. Even though he was GM for 1 year, his hands were pretty much tied, because you're not going to give away a young piece, Zach LaVine, Andrew Wiggins, or Karl-Anthony Towns for established star, because that wasn't the plan him and Saunders had. They were going to develop this team. So it would be very interesting to see what Milt Newton would do if given the green light by Glenn Taylor to do what he needs to do to construct a winner. So far, he's been successful where he's been. So far, he's helped the Timberwolves in his time as GM there, working alongside Flip Saunders. This guy, I think, really deserves a chance, and I'm glad to see some people voted for him. I think he'd be a very solid hire for the Minnesota Timberwolves, but there are some other guys out there. Sam Hinkie was the second lowest vote getter, third. This is a very interesting hire for the Minnesota Timberwolves if they decide to do it. One is going outside the organization, and I know Glenn Taylor gets a lot of flack for being a country club type guy, but look at what happens when he does go outside his country club. You get David Kahn, you get Tom Thibodeau, and none of those worked well. So I don't blame Glenn for kind of staying within a circle of people that have at least been more successful than when he's gone outside to hire. Sam Hinkie is unusual in that he has a process. Now, what would this process look like in Minnesota? He wants to grab a big star. He would have that already coming to Minnesota. So do you start all over and rebuild around Karl-Anthony Towns? Is Karl-Anthony Towns going to wait 5 years before there's a contender in Minnesota? And that's where I think the process in Minnesota would be really different. I don't think he could just go stripping the team of everything they had and start over unless that's what Glenn Taylor wants, if he's patient enough to have that. If Sam Hinkie applies the process in Minnesota, Kat's gone, Wiggins will be gone, he's going to start all over and stockpiling draft picks. The process takes a long time. But he did enable Philadelphia to really get out of the funk they're in. They have a great team now with four, you know, max level players on it. And that has to do with the assets that he collected during his tenure as GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. Would he approach the Minnesota Timberwolves differently? I think that would be the main thing on whether Glenn Taylor decides to hire him or not. This is a different situation than Philadelphia. Is Sam Hinkie going to go in here and gut the entire roster and start all over again? Or is he going to try to use the assets he has and try to build a winner around Karl-Anthony Towns? We never got to see Sam Hinkie finish the process, so it would be very interesting coming to Minnesota if he would finally get the chance to, now you got your star player, let's build a team around them that you plan on keeping. This would be an unusual situation for Minnesota going outside the box to hire a guy that all he's known for is taking down a team and adding assets. But can he add assets to a team that already has an established star? And can he build a playoff winner around Karl-Anthony Towns? It'll be interesting to see if that's any different. I would be very interested to hear an interview with this guy if he does get that chance. The second biggest vote-getter was Fred Hoiberg. Fred Hoiberg has been tied to the Minnesota Timberwolves for a long time. He worked as an assistant GM under Kevin McHale, so he is familiar with the organization. Glenn is obviously very comfortable with them. But is he even interested in the job? He wants to coach, and there are rumors that he's going to Nebraska, which may just have this a moot point. But he wasn't that successful the first time around. When he was assistant GM, the Wolves were flailing. We had Kevin Garnett, but just did not have any assets to put around him, and with those five draft picks that were taken away, it was impossible to build a team. We trade for two aging stars and just could not get over the hump when they demanded out. So Hoiberg was here in a weird time where the Timberwolves were trying to build a team around Kevin Garnett, but we didn't have any assets, draft picks, any trade bait to get other players around him. So ends up trading Garnett. Now he was an assistant GM this time. How much power did he really have? We don't know, but we have not seen Fred Hoiberg in a GM role where he calls the shots. And believe me, I think he's kind of the weakest candidate here because he was not successful as a coach in Chicago. He wasn't successful as an assistant GM in Minnesota. Why would you give him the chance? I think he's a great college coach, and I really think that, you know, it's smart for him to take the Nebraska job and just go where he's successful. I just don't think he's going to be a great hire for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I really hope he isn't the one. The final one in the poll is Chauncey Billups. He had the most votes in here, and there are some big positives of Chauncey Billups. And the main one I look at is that he turned down the Cleveland Cavaliers job last year. And the reason why I think this is a smart move is he is thinking about the long term as a GM. You look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you look at LeBron James is going to leave. Kyrie Irving is demanding to be traded. They fired a GM that really did what he needed to do to build a winner around LeBron James. And now that team is starting to crumble. Chauncey takes one look at that job and says, you know what? I had the best player in the world on the team, but I won't be able to make the moves that I need to make this team a successful one in the long term. So I look at that as Chauncey Billups being the kind of candidate that's going to look for the long-term health of the franchise, and I believe that's a very, very attractive opportunity. Now, he knew he would be handcuffed in Cleveland. There's an owner that likes to meddle. There is a star player that wanted out at the time in Kyrie Irving. And then LeBron James was going to interfere with everything he would do. So I had a lot of respect for him taking a high-profile job like that, just saying, you know what, no thank you. So the downside is he's new. He has no track record. He hasn't been in a front office before. So it would be very interesting to see what it is about him that has teams interested, number one, and see if he even wants the Minnesota job. Is he going to have the ability to do what he wants to do? He's obviously sitting back and going to pick one that he likes. So we'll see if Minnesota is even a consideration for him. But another thing he does have that might be a good thing is he has a lot of respect in the league. People like him. You don't hear people talk bad about Chauncey Billups. I believe that when he calls on the phone to another GM, there's going to be a level of respect and professionalism there that is going to help the Timberwolves in the long run, especially after dealing with Tom Thibodeau and Scott Layden. You know, the respect of the Timberwolves around the league is kind of at a low time. So the last one I'll bring up is my wild card, and I actually think Kevin McHale would be a great pick for GM. And I know a lot of people are going to scream, "Hey, Steve, that's my co-host." And here's why I think Kevin McHale is going to be a great hire for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, I know everyone's going, "Oh my God, look at last time." But remember, he built the pieces around Garnett to take the Timberwolves to the Western Conference Finals. And if our point guard, Sam Cassell, at the time was smart enough not to do a stupid dance after hitting a three-pointer, the Timberwolves could have won the NBA Finals this year. So we've seen Kevin McHale be successful in the GM role. Now, he did make good moves when getting in Sprewell and Cassell. Now, granted, they turned into head cases, but there was a year there where Minnesota could have won the NBA Finals. That is a big thing because he has a track record that if there wasn't an injury to Cassell, they very well could have been NBA champions. If the Timberwolves turned to NBA champions, I don't think you see Cassell and Sprewell acting out the way they did the next year. I think you see this team on the track for continued success. Now, there are some things that Kevin McHale is lambasted for, and I'll address them. One is picking Stephon Marbury over Ray Allen. Now, he did pick Ray Allen in the draft, but traded him. Now, hindsight is 20/20, but at the time, Marbury looked like he was going to be a great point guard fit next to Kevin Garnett. He was the guy Kevin Garnett wanted to play with, and he was excited to come to Minnesota and start a thing here. So I get why Kevin McHale traded for Marbury. One, because Garnett wanted to play with him, and you want to keep your star happy. And two is because, based off of raw talent, at that time, Marbury was a better pick. Ray Allen turns into a Hall of Famer. Stephon Marbury just has extreme trouble with mental illness and doesn't get to the place where he needs to be, and unfortunately ran himself out of Minnesota. But I don't believe that was Kevin McHale's fault. Second one is the Joe Smith fiasco. Glenn Taylor is the one who signed him to the secret contract, and you can't blame a GM that loses 5 first-round draft picks in failing to build a contender because you don't have those cheap young contracts and pieces to put around the team. First-round picks are very valuable. Any GM that loses 5 of them and still makes a Western Conference final has to be given some credit here, because how do you build a team without those picks? I mean, I think McHale did the best job he could under the circumstances. And then you look at, lastly, when they did have a great team, Cassell and Sprewell, just, they were players on the fringe. They were not great superstars on their own anymore, both past their prime, but it was enough to get Kevin Garnett to the Western Conference Finals and possibly an NBA title. What if McHale had those 5 first-round draft picks? Generally, he drafted very good in the NBA draft, good evaluator of talent. What would have happened? So with all those what-ifs with Kevin McHale, I think he's a great wildcard candidate because he got the Timberwolves in a position to contend for an NBA title. And that is a huge thing when it comes to Minnesota. Their most successful year, he was the GM. He made the trades to get the players around Garnett to win. And looking back at it, there's a lot of things going against them. Losing 5 first-round picks, Cassell and Sprewell ending up kind of being crazy, and also having an owner that was meddling in the money part of it. So those are my 5 candidates. Personally, I would really go with Chauncey Billups or Kevin McHale, but But it's very interesting to see who the Timberwolves could hire here. Are any of them even interested in the job? Does Glenn Taylor have someone else in mind? I'm sure he does, but this hire is going to be probably the most important of his tenure in the Minnesota Timberwolves, because really, at his age, this is his last chance to build a contender. He has the cornerstone in place. Who does he hire to maximize the talent of that cornerstone? So we will see. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of the day, and glad to have you on board.